Jesus, that hurt.
Ow. Ow. Oh, God, that hurt. I just stubbed my toe. Jeez, we're running back in here. Hurt. Damn it. Hurt. All right. Not to get unpolitical. I'm trying to think how we tread on this topic. How do I tread on this without getting too getting too over the top, because I don't want to get over the top. I don't, you know, maybe I do. Maybe I do. Maybe I want to get over the top. So yesterday, it was late at night. Well, not too late, but it was, I don't know, 12 o'clock? Yeah, about 12 o'clock. And I'm walking the dogs. All right. I'm on the roof of our building walking our dogs. I know you're probably saying, you're on the roof? What the hell? What do you mean you're on the roof? What are you trying to put your dogs to death? What the hell are you doing? What do you mean on the roof? Well, on my roof, I have a sky deck, it's called. Okay? I know. Very fancy. Yeah, I know. But the sky deck has a dog run. Okay? And it's got like AstroTurf and it's good stuff. Good stuff. And you got the dog bags to pick up the crap. What else? It's got like a tub where you can wash your dog. It's nice stuff. So I'm up there. I'm with beautiful Kate. She is a beautiful, beautiful soul. She's glowing right now. I just thought I'd tell you guys that. She's glowing. Okay? She's glowing. That's all I'm going to say. You take that for what it's worth and what it means. She's glowing. And she says to me, did you see the new Sports Illustrated? I go, no, I don't get Sports Illustrated. I haven't gotten Sports Illustrated since I was 18. And they would have the swimsuit edition. And I would grab that thing and go in the bathroom and I don't want to say pleasure myself like two or three times. She would go, two or three times? I go, yeah. Yeah, at least. At least. She's just back to back. I go, yeah, yeah. At the age of 13, it would be a back to backer. Yeah. The second time, you know, it's not as strong as the first, but yeah. Back to back. And then maybe 5 hours later, do it again. Yeah. Yeah, that Sports Illustrated with Kylie Ireland. Wasn't that her name? Was that it? Kaylee? Or is that a porn girl? Elle McPherson. How's that? Elle McPherson. It was in the thing, and it was almost there, and you could almost see, and you just, Anyways, I digress. So I said to her, I said, no. She goes, Bruce Jenner is on the cover. And I was like, what? She goes, Bruce Jenner is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I said, what do you mean Bruce Jenner? She goes, Bruce Jenner. I go, you mean Caitlyn Jenner? She goes, no, Bruce Jenner is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I said, no, what do you mean? She goes, he Caitlyn, Bruce, whatever you want to call it, is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I said, I'm going to have to check this out. So I get done with the dogs and we get ready for bed. And I always do final show prep at night, just in case something breaks and I want to talk about it in the morning. That's not part of the show. You know, just whatever. I don't know. Maybe there's a terror attack. Maybe an alligator eats a kid. I don't know. So, there's always something. So I'm looking, and I'm like, wow, what the hell is going on? What's going on with this country? Like, this, I don't get it. Like, what's going on? Who is this? What's happening? And it's Bruce in the left-hand corner throwing up his arms with the, with the victory, the decathlon, whatever the hell he won it in. And then the big picture is Bruce as Caitlin with the jumper on, like a little flowery jumper. And I'm just like, man, I remember when this was called dressing. This was called a drag queen. This I identify. This is new. It's a new phenomenon. It's a new phenomenon. This transgender, I identify with a woman. It's new. It's just, it's wild. It's wild. It's taking the whole white rapper to a whole another level. It's just wild. That's it. It's it. Sports Illustrated. It's like, man, I don't know. It's just wild. You know, remember, Bruce or Caitlin, whatever she wants to be identified as, won the whole Sportsman of the Year over the girl with the cancer. I mean, that was shocking to me. You got a girl that doesn't identify as a girl, but is actually a girl. She's got the cancer, the basketball, the fight to live, the will to fight to live. And she gets beaten out by a crossdresser. Because that's a crossdresser. This whole, well, I identify, and remember, we made fun of Rachel Doge. I mean, remember her? Remember the white girl that identified as being black? And remember she got roasted? Remember that? Remember she went on every single show and the host roasted her, just blasted her. Every single talk show blasted her. She got ousted from her job at the NAACP. And she did nothing wrong as far as the world of I identify. I mean, think about it. She did her hair like a black person. She put bronzer on. Or had a natural tan, whatever. She dressed. She acted. She did everything that would identify as a black person. She said she was black. And at the end of the day, we find out she's as white as white. And everybody tortured this woman, tortured her. And she wasn't trying to get a reality show. She wasn't trying to make millions and millions of dollars. This is a woman that identified as black, dressed, acted, just everything black, worked for the NAACP, helping black people. She didn't make a lot of money. Wasn't like she was at a job pretending she was black, making $5 million a year. I mean, I think she made 50 grand, 60 grand. And the downside would be being outed and losing everything. And now you have Bruce Jenner, who wears a wig or does his hair to look like a woman's hair, does his makeup as a woman, dresses as a woman, still has a penis, still has the features of a man, but identifies as a woman, and she is awarded with Sports Illustrated awards, medals, covers of magazines, reality TV shows, millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And it's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. He identifies with being a woman. So he dresses up like a woman. He acts like a woman. No different than Rachel Dozier, who's white, born white, grew up white, and then one day decided she identifies with being a black woman. So she is going to take all the features that she can, all the characteristics, all the mannerisms, everything that can be associated to a black person. She's going to incorporate them into her life. And now she will identify as a black woman. She will work for a black organization to help black people. Isn't this a bizarre world we live in? One person is condemned. One person is ostracized. One person has death threats. One person is just the scum of the earth to millions and millions and millions of people. And the other person does the exact same thing, and they are treated like a hero. They are treated like a hero, and they're not doing anything to help people. Sure, you could say, oh, they give hope and encouragement for other identifiers everywhere, other people that identify as women everywhere. They get, That's not helping people. Giving millions and millions of dollars to an organization that helps people identify would be helping people. Creating shelters and grants for schooling, that's helping people. But just being a putz that walks on stage and sheds a tear and goes, I got this award and it's for all of you everywhere. That's not helping people. At least Rachel Dozier works for an organization that helps black folk. The hell's Bruce Jenner do except help the Kardashian clan keep their empire? It's insane. It's absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane. And that's my 2 cents. That's my 2 cents on this topic, okay? It's my 2 cents on this topic. And now I'm done because I don't want to get the transgender bug, all right? I don't want to all of a sudden get that feeling like I identify with, you know, with a chick or a black guy. I don't know. I want to identify with me. Actually, I want to identify. Here's what I want to identify with. Maybe you guys can help me out. I want to identify with a syndicated radio host who's on 400 markets, makes about $15 million a year, and who's in a big, beautiful, air-conditioned studio on top of a 35-story skyscraper in downtown Los Angeles. That's what I want to identify with. Think we can make that happen? Think we can make that happen? I don't want to identify with a podcaster in a hot studio in Glendale, California, surrounded by Armenians. But that's what I do, okay? I identify with that guy. I am that guy. Urgh. I'm that guy. Damn it. Help me identify. Help me identify with the superstar talk radio host, Robert Epstein.